This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we have been studying the first six chapters of Ezra, we found the road to success is fraught with many bumps, twists and turns, unexpected challenges, and above all, God's faithfulness. Those returning from exile to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem were people with purpose and commitment. The trip back to Jerusalem was demanding. What they saw first was nothing but rubble. It would have been easy to be discouraged before they even started, but they rolled up their sleeves and started the work. They were opposed and finally legally stymied, and the work came to a grinding halt. Being industrious, they turned their efforts on getting settled in their own homes. Preoccupied with that, they soon forgot their original purpose for returning. But when challenged by the prophets God sent, they returned to the task and, in the face of continued opposition, stayed focused, kept working until the temple was built. It didn't match Solomon's temple in architectural grandeur, but this was the place where God would fulfill his promises regarding the Messiah. This is a good picture of what we should be focused on when we think of building Christ's kingdom. It's easy to get caught up in spectacular buildings and programs, which might be good in themselves, but if we miss what it's all about, the heart of his promise and purpose, exalting Jesus, then we've missed the mark. And if, when we are stymied, we turn to our own interests and comforts and forget what God has called us to be and do, we need to repent, refocus, and re-engage in fulfilling his plan. Well, I trust these studies have been helpful. If you'd like to review them, you can do it by going to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.